The Local Administration and Veteran Affairs Subcommittee will come to order. Members, please remember to speak into your microphone. Tamara, please call the roll.
Chair Toledo.
Here.
Vice Chair Harding.
Here.
Democratic Ranking Member Goff Marcel.
Here.
Representatives Barnaby.
Here.
Bartleman.
Here.
Cheney.
Here.
Daley. Fetterhoff. Philombardo.
Here.
Joseph.
Here.
Killebrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Mello.
Here.
Overdorf.
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Malika. Robinson.
Here.
Salzman.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Woodson.
Yeah.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, members. By your presence, we have a quorum. Please make sure your cell phones and other communication devices are turned off or placed in silent mode. If you have a laptop, please make sure the sound is turned off. I also want to remind the members to speak into your microphone when voting to ensure our administrative assistant hears your vote. For the members of the public who wish to speak on a particular bill, if you have not already done so, please make sure to complete an appearance form and give it to a staff member. Members, today we have 16 bills on our agenda. First, we will take up House Bill 1411 by Representative Avila relating to floating solar facilities. Representative Avila, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Florida has been a leader in encouraging the use and promoting the development of renewable energy. I am proud to introduce legislation that intends to continue to build on our efforts to harness energy throughout Florida in new and innovative ways. This bill encourages the use of floating solar facilities as an effective tool in harnessing energy in man-made bodies of water. Floating solar is a relatively new concept that refers to any type of solar array that floats atop a body of water. These man-made bodies of water include wastewater treatment ponds, abandoned lime rock mine areas, and other man-made water storage reservoirs. This bill requires local governments to allow floating solar facilities as a permitted use in each comprehensive plan and to promote their use. Lastly, it tasks the Office of Energy within the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services to submit recommendations to the legislature to provide a regulatory framework to private and public sector entities that implement floating solar facilities. Madam Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Avila, I believe you have an amendment. You are recognized to explain amendment barcode 119109.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And the amendment members grants municipalities the authority to adopt ordinances specifying buffer and landscaping requirements for floating solar facilities. The bill, as filed, only contemplated counties. The bill also removes the Lake Belt area in order to better define the location of the Everglades agricultural area. That is the amendment.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the amendment? Seeing none, we have a public comment by David Cruz with the Florida League of Cities waving in support of the amendment. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Representative Avila, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
I waive close, Madam Chair.
Having waived close, members without objection show the amendment is adopted. Members, we are back on the bill as amended. And we have one public comment card by Louis Rotunda with the City of Altamont Springs wishing to speak. You are recognized.
I'm Louis Rotunda, and I represent the City of Altamont Springs. As your staff report indicates, we are probably the largest in Florida for floating solar and third largest in the nation. I want to thank Representative Avila for his leadership on this issue. This is long overdue for all cities and counties in Florida. We did ours 2 years ago. And I think some of you have heard me give this speech before in regard to another subject, transportation mobility, which is that technology is sweeping us by so quickly. And this type of bill will incentivize our local governments to find additional ways to save money for taxpayers by utilizing this technique of floating solar. I would hope that in the future this bill has changed for the positive to include cities. I would hope in the future that we could see a little bit of language tweak, which would take care of one other issue which the state has been on top of for the last 2 years. That is reclaimed water, which, as most of you know, the legislature has pushed for cities and counties to find a way to incentivize the use of more reclaimed water. I would hope that that would also be included in the language as we go forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rotunda. No additional public comments. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Representative Alvalo, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Seeing that you have 16 bills on your agenda, I waive close.
Having waived close, Tamara, please call the roll on the bill.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney? Daley?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gilombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Malika? Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show House Bill 1411 as amended reported favorably. Congratulations. Next, we will take up CS for House Bill 573 by Representative Snyder relating to educator certification pathways for veterans. Representative Snyder, you are recognized. Explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Chair Toledo, Vice Chair Harding, and Ranking Member Garcia.
Educator certification pathways for veterans. Thank you, Vice Chair Harding. Currently in the state, as many of you know, there are dozens of accredited colleges and universities that offer hundreds of various degrees and programs. Right now, today, regardless of your degree, specialty, or the major that you take, if you have that four-year degree that makes you eligible to take the temporary certification teacher test with the Department of Education. And what this bill is trying to do really targets our veteran community, and as they transition out of active duty service, trying to give them some credit for their time served, active duty in the military, along with obtaining 60 college credits, and makes them eligible to be able to take that temporary certificate test. We've added an amendment in the last stop that would require them to be placed under the supervision of a teacher mentor, and they would ultimately be set on the pathway to obtain full permanent certification like every other teacher in the state of Florida. Madam Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the bill? Representative Bartleman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to verify, we've had great conversations over breakfast on this bill. I just want to verify that since they have to then move into their professional certification, that they will be required to have a four-year degree to obtain that professional license.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for the question, Representative. Yes, that is correct.
Thank you.
Any additional questions? Seeing none, we have a few comment cards. Don Seward with the Florida PTA is waving in support. Thank you, waving in support. Bob Estellas with the Florida Department of Veteran Affairs. Waving in support, thank you. Christian Cochran with the Florida Department of Veteran Affairs, also waving in support, thank you. And Edward Briggs with the Charter School Leaders, also waving in support, thank you. No additional comment. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Representative Bartleman, you are recognized.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I want to first applaud the bill sponsor for thinking out of the box and trying to figure out what we can do about the teacher shortage. And I am going to support your bill today, so don't worry, but I do have to make these comments as a professional educator. Imagine you have a child diagnosed with autism or a child with a specific learning disability where you know those primary years are going to be the most important years in their life and will set the trajectory for their learning. And what you want most is a highly qualified teacher who can help develop strategies so that your child with autism can communicate and be successful in that classroom. a teacher with a four-year degree, a teacher who specializes in exceptional student education. Those are the kind of teachers I want to have in front of my children, even if my children don't have a disability. Because 1 year with a bad teacher, that child never gets that year back. When we talked about this bill, we spoke about what happens to that child who has that teacher who isn't familiar, and what are we going to do? And you're right. Your argument was they're day-to-day subs right now. And so either way, there isn't that highly qualified professional in front of that child. And this is a Band-Aid to fix this problem, but I think the state needs to look at a permanent solution. Because what really needs to be done, outside of the fights with the teachers' union and public education, is if you look at countries around the world that have high PISA scores, which is the international test given to different countries to figure out where their reading is, where their math is, it's because they value the educator. They are able to recruit and maintain the highest quality educators because they're treated like professionals and because they're paid as such. And you can see what's happening in the state of Florida. No one wants to be in the classroom. The mandates, and look at just the bills alone, from House Bill 7 to the camera. So you're in a reality TV show with a camera and a mic. That's another bill we have moving forward. It really chases people out of the profession. And if we valued teachers and we valued them having a degree in education, which is what we need. My degree's in emotional disturbance education. Varying exceptionalities was in my bachelor's. That's what you want. You wouldn't go to a doctor who didn't have that. But that being said, I'm off my soapbox. I'm supporting this bill. I applaud you for adding the mentoring teachers, and I applaud you for adding the protocol that they have to have a four-year degree, because many of our high school students already have AAs by the time they start their senior year, and it would be a shame if they were more educated than the teacher, number one. And number two, you can't expect someone to teach an advanced placement course, which is a college-level course, with only an AA degree. So I'm glad that you're going to move them forward, have the mentoring teachers, and thank you for indulging me with all those debates. I appreciate you. I am up on the bill today.
Thank you. Members, any additional debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Snyder, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I miss this committee so much. I made sure to carry this bill just so I could be back. Hope to have your favorable support. And with that, I close.
We miss you, too. Representative Snyder, having closed, Tamara, please call the roll on the bill.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney? Daly?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
DiLombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdoer?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show CS for House Bill 573 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Next, we will take up CS for House Joint Resolution 1 by Representative Tom Cow relating to additional homestead property tax exemption for specified critical public service workforce. Representative Tom Cow, you are recognized to explain the joint resolution.
Thank you, Chair Toledo. Members, House Joint Resolution 1 proposes an amendment to the state constitution to authorize the legislature by general law to grant an additional homestead tax exemption of up to $50,000 of the assessed value of homestead property owned by first responders and frontline workers. And that is the bill.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the joint resolution? Seeing none, we have some public comments. We have Allie McNair with the Florida Sheriff's Association waving in support. Thank you. Austin Stowers with CFO and State Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas waving in support. Lisa Henning with the Florida State Fraternal Order of Police waving in support. She's a proponent of the bill. And Matt Puckett with the Florida Police Benevolent Association waving in support. And Jennifer Pritt with the Florida Police Chiefs Association waving in support. Robert McKee with the Florida Association of Counties wishing to speak. You are recognized, Mr. McGee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Excuse me, I am Bob McKee with the Florida Association of Counties. House Joint Resolution 1 proposes a constitutional change to the property tax system to allow the legislature to provide exemptions to a targeted list of individuals in certain specified professions. We support all of these professions. However, we do not believe the appropriate way to recognize the valued service of these individuals is through the property tax system. A fundamental principle of taxation is that the tax apply broadly so as to minimize the impact to any of those required to pay it. With property tax, the taxpayers are both homeowners and businesses, and a full third of the property tax burden is borne by businesses in this state. Creating new property tax exemptions does not reduce taxes. The Supreme Court has said that any newly created exemption necessarily shifts that burden to all other taxed properties. So the burden is shifted, and it's shifted even to some within those very professions who are receiving the exemption, because if those professionals rent, they not only do not receive the benefit of that exemption, but they will face a higher share of burden from those who are exempted. So the proposed exemption is inefficient in that standpoint. It does not reach, ineffective, because it does not reach all of the people that it is designed to affect. It also is inefficient in that it requires an annual application, about 250,000 applications every single year that will come in through the property appraiser's office in order to provide for this new exemption. The estimate on the proposed constitutional amendment estimates that only two-thirds of the eligible individuals in these professions will receive the benefit. So a full third will not receive that benefit. Also, those who have values, assessed values below $100,000, even within this profession, will not receive the benefit, or those whose values fall between 100 and 150 will only receive a partial benefit. So even for those two-thirds that receive the benefit, the average benefit they receive is only 62% of the maximum amount of the provided benefit. Due to the fact that it's ineffective in reaching all of those it's designed, it's inefficient in creating new bureaucracy to deal with the exemption, and because of the shift of burden as the representing the elected officials who levy upon the property tax base to provide important and valuable services, we stand opposed to this constitutional amendment.
Thank you, Mr. McKee. That's it for public comments. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the joint resolution? Ranking Member Goff-Marcel, you are recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to be up on the bill today because I don't want to look like I'm not supporting first responders and teachers, and they need support. I'm not sure this is where they should be getting it. They should be getting it in their salaries so they can afford to buy houses. I'm also concerned that we don't know how many people are renting of this group, and they will not be affected at all. So that was a big concern of mine. I'd want to know how many people actually own property and would actually be able to take advantage of this from this group. Also, I'm a little concerned, and when I'm talking about renting people, I'm talking about the people that really need it, like single moms and dads that are teachers and nurses, and I want to be able to help them. And that it would also go to people that don't need it, who may have a million-dollar home or more and don't need any more exemptions. So, but I am going to be up on it because I applaud the sponsor in trying to help the teachers and the first responders and all the people that are mentioned in this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Woodson, you're recognized.
Thank you, Chair Toledo. And thank you, Rep. Tomko, for coming up with this bill. This is a very, there's a sensitive part to this bill where the property appraisers are raising some concerns. However, due to the group that are listed on this bill, which are our teachers, our law enforcement officers, correctional officers, We need to attract more teachers in our state. As you see, we have a shortage of teachers in our state. Our law enforcement officers who have gone beyond the call of duties in order to keep us safe and address the issues that we have in our community, especially during this pandemic. We are losing men, we are losing police officers, we are losing teachers to our state, child welfare service professionals, they have gone through a lot. So I will be up on the bill. I hope that you can work a little bit with the Properties Appraisers Office on the number of applications that will be coming, because I passed a bill during the last session to streamline the process where the seniors who make who are below the poverty level can do it only once, can file the application once they become eligible, unless you have some changes in the income level. So I believe it's a great bill that would help those groups that are mentioned in the bill, but please try to see how you can work something out of the Properties Appraisers Office in order to address this issue. Thank you for the bill.
Any additional debate? I'm sorry. Representative Joseph, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Chair Tomko, for this bill. Lots of good things about it. You and I spoke already. I just want to put on the record that I'm supportive of the bill because I think not just these employees that we've selected in the bill need the assistance, but others as well across the board. If anybody is at poverty level or below, I think we need to be doing something for them. Whether or not it should be in the form of this particular kind of exemption or doing other things to make housing more affordable, I think it speaks to larger issues. This is, you know, chipping away at piece of it, which I'm happy to chip away at with you. You know, highlighting some of the things that the ranking member identified, I would be remiss if I did not articulate those again. People are struggling, and they're not just the professions that we've selected in this bill. And if you are a government employee, whether it's at the state or local government level, and your pay is comparable, I'm concerned about the demoralization for those folks, because their work is no less valuable, and some of them are just as essential, just different. I believe all people deserve to have the opportunity to work with dignity and to be able to provide for their families. So to the extent this helps with that, again, I'm supportive. I just really wish we would do something to attack the larger issue and the larger problem, and we've had conversations, but those have not moved forward in the way that I would like just yet. So thank you.
Thank you. Representative Salzman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for bringing this great bill forward. I just wanted to share that I'm a veteran, so I get the veteran homestead exemption, and it's the coolest thing every year when I get that report and I see how much money that I save on my property tax. And I remember my first year when I bought my home, I was very young, I was early 20s, and I got that bill, and I was so scared when I opened it because I wasn't financially prepared to pay for that. But I saw that I got that exemption, and it's very, very much needed, and I appreciate it even still to this day. So every little bit that you do is a great help, and it will remind them that we appreciate all that they do in the state every year. It's not necessarily for, you know, a big tax cash break or whatever, but it's a nice little gesture, and the little things matter. So thank you for bringing this bill forward.
Any additional debate? Representative Tonka, thank you so much for bringing this great bill forward. We'll be hearing other bills that deal with other groups like low-income seniors, but thank you so much for doing everything you can for our first responders and our teachers, especially during this pandemic. And with that, you're recognized to close.
Thank you so much for each of your comments. And just to kind of discuss some of the concerns that were brought forward, members, this is one piece to the puzzle in a series of bills that we will be seeing throughout our time this session in the House. And so I just think that it's very important for us in Florida to continue to make Florida more affordable for these individuals. It was said that the savings might not be enough. When we averaged it out, it's about $540 per individual that would receive this exemption. And I don't know about you, but I would really like an additional $540 to show up and to help me out. So help me with being able to support these individuals who give back so much to our great state, to our children, to our safety, to our communities, and just really appreciate your support on this bill.
Representative Tomkow having closed. Tamara, please call the roll on the joint resolution.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Dillombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Parsons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Sossaman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
18 yes, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show CS for House Joint Resolution 1 reported favorably. Congratulations. And now we will take up CS for House Bill 1563 relating to the homestead property tax exemptions for classroom teachers, law enforcement officers, firefighters, child welfare professionals, and service members. Representative Tomkow, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chair Toledo and members. This is the implementing bill for House Joint Resolution 1, should it pass by Florida voters.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, we have, Representative Joseph, you are recognized for question.
Thank you. If it passes the referendum, does it automatically take effect?
You are recognized.
Thank you. This would take effect January 1st, 2023, if the amendment is approved by the voters.
Follow up, you are recognized.
Thank you. Different question is, what about folks who are retired who fall in these professions? Do they maintain the exemption once they're no longer employed in that profession?
You're recognized.
Thank you. No, it is currently when they hold the position.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional questions? Seeing none, we have some public comments. Austin Stowers with CFO and State Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas waving in support. Matt Puckett with the Florida Police Benevolent Association waving in support. Lisa Henning with the Florida State Fraternal Order of Police waving in support. And Jennifer Pritt with the Florida Police Chiefs Association waving in support. Seeing no additional public comment, members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Representative Bartleman, you're recognized.
I just wanted to say thank you as the mother of a teacher who one day wants to be able to afford a house. This will go a long way. So thank you very much for bringing forward this bill.
Thank you. Any additional debate? Seeing none, Representative Tomkow, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having wave closed, Tamara, please call the roll on the bill.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Dillombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello? Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Parsons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Sossaman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
17 yes, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show CS for House Bill 1563 reported favorably. Congratulations. Next, we will take up CS for House Bill 219 by Representative Tuck relating to real property rights. Representative Tuck, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, HB 219 amends the Marketable Record Title Act, which was originally designed to simplify the title examination process by eliminating ancient clouds on title. A recent court decision, the Save Colusa Trust versus St. Andrews Holding, has sparked the need for clarification. The bill further clarifies MARTA in the following ways. Clarifies that recordings in the public record that are intended to extend an easement, restriction, or other interest must include an affirmative statement of the party's intention to make the extension. Additionally, it adds covenants, restrictions, zoning requirements, and building or development permits to the list of encumbrances extinguished by MARTA, with certain exceptions. The bill also ensures that private parking lot owners are able to enforce their private parking lot rules through invoices. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none. We have some public comments. French Brown with Real Property Probate and Trust Law section of the Florida Bar waving in support. Albert Belito with the Professional Parking Management waving in support. Jess McCarty with the Miami-Dade County is opponent of the bill. waiving in opposition. Chris Moya with City Parking, waiving in support. H. Brown with Real Property Probate and Trust Law section of the Florida Bar, waiving in support. We are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Representative Daly, are you recognized?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative, for your willingness to work with me. I know we've had a number of conversations on this bill. I'll be up today and look forward to continuing those conversations moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you. Any additional debate? Seeing none, Representative Tuck, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Wave close.
Having waved close, Tamara, please call the roll on the bill.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Taney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Federhoff? De Lombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show CS for House Bill 219 reported favorably. Congratulations. Next, we will take out House Memorial 1383 by Representative Fernandez Barquin relating to the United States Department of State list of foreign terrorist organizations. Representative Fernandez Barquin, you are recognized to explain the memorial.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, this is a House memorial to urge Congress to oppose President Biden's removal of FARC from the list of foreign terrorist organizations. For those of you who are not familiar with who FARC is, FARC is the Fuerzas Armadas Revolucionarias de Colombia, in English, Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. They are a Marxist terrorist group sponsored and assisted by narco traffickers and countries that sponsor terrorism, like Cuba and Venezuela. They are responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths in Colombia and thousands of kidnappings. They are responsible for the world's longest civil war at 57 years, which was allegedly ended in the 2016 peace accord between the Colombian government and them. However, the reality is much more complicated than that. They are still a threat to Colombia and to the region and to the United States. And although this is purely symbolic in nature and has no proverbial teeth on it, I ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the memorial? Seeing none, we have one public comment card. Jess McCarty with Miami-Dade County is a proponent on the bill, waiving in support. Seeing no additional public comment, members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the memorial? Representative Joseph, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Symbolic or not, it's important that we condemn injustice wherever it rears its head, here or elsewhere. So thank you.
Thank you. Members, any additional debate? Seeing none, Representative Fernandez Barquin, you're recognized to close on the memorial.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Joseph. I greatly appreciate that. Members, I ask for your support. This is incredibly personal to me, personal to many of my constituents. Colombian Americans make up the second largest group in my district. My wife is Colombian. I have several close Colombian friends, close family members, and just ask for your support. Thank you very much.
Representative Fernandez Barquin, having closed, please call roll.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Taney?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Federhoff?
Yes.
De Lombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show House Memorial 1383 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, members.
Thank you. Next, we will take up House Bill 1555 by Representative McLean relating to private property rights to prune, trim, and remove trees. Representative McLean, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chairman Toledo, Vice Chair Harding, and Ranking Member Goff Marcel. Members, House Bill 1555 is a property rights bill. It's going to clarify some existing statute which allows homeowners to remove trees from their property and protect their homes without having to obtain a local government permit. when we passed this bill a few sessions back, we didn't, there were some definition, there were some things that we didn't define very well. It's led to some issues with litigation, and so hopefully we're going to clarify some of that and remove some of the litigation that's taken place or will take place in the future. The bill will clarify that there must be an on-site assessment done, and it changes the term of documentation. The phrase residential property is defined as a single-family detached building. The bill provides that the tree professional must leave written documentation with the homeowner, and the language, and finally, the language is added to give clear guidance to the landscape architects and arborists. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, we have several comment cards. Diane Chenevier with the League of Women Voters of Florida is waving in opposition. Philip Sutterman with Americans for Prosperity is waving in support. Jim Spratt with the Florida Chapter of the International Society of Architecture is waving in support. And Edward Labrador with the Florida Association of Counties is waving in support. Rebecca O'Hara from the Florida League of Cities is waving in support. And David Cullen with the Sierra Club is waving in support. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Representative Barnaby, welcome back. You are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I rise to support this bill and thank Representative McLean. In my humble opinion, there's nothing more important today in America. One of the most important things is to ensure that we protect private property rights. So thank you, Representative McLean.
Thank you. Any additional debate? Representative McLean, thank you so much for working on this bill. I know in my district there have been several complaints, and you have cleaned up this bill to make sure that we protect our property rights, but at the same time, make sure that trees aren't just being cut down everywhere. So thank you so much for all your hard work, and you are recognized to close.
I'll wave close.
Representative McLean, having waved close, Tamara, please call the rule on the bill.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Tillombardo?
Yes.
Goff-Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show House Bill 1555 reported favorably. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Congratulations. Thank you, members.
Okay. Next, we'll take up House Joint Resolution 973 by Representative Barrera relating to homestead property tax assessment limitations and tax exemptions for certain low-income elderly persons. Representative Barrera, you are recognized to explain the joint resolution.
Thank you, Madam Chair, ranking members and members of this committee. The House Joint Resolution 973, Homestead Property Tax Assessment Limitations and Tax Exemptions for Certain Low-Income Persons. It seeks to ensure that very low-income elderly are eligible for a property tax exemption. This joint resolution, it raises the bar for what was previously done a few years ago, where a low-income elderly resident whose property value is under $250,000, and if they've lived in the home for more than 25 years and they're very low income, the threshold is at about $32,000 per year for the household, that they qualify for a full property tax exemption. This raises that to $300,000 a year, and it requires them to live in the home for at least 20 years for them to be eligible for the full property tax exemption. Additionally, the bill, it creates an abatement. So if a local government chooses or elects to provide a full property tax exemption to low-income seniors, they may now pass an ordinance allowing for a full property tax exemption. And then lastly, the bill creates a freeze on the assessed value of property so that the value of property taxes does not go up on these very low-income seniors. And that is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, there is no public comment. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the joint resolution? Seeing none, Representative Barrera, you are recognized to close on the joint resolution.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With Florida attracting so many residents, especially elderly and low-income, to our state, we want to make sure that very low-income seniors are eligible to keep the American dream. So many seniors are unfortunately undergoing reverse mortgages, and they're facing an enormous burden with maintaining their properties. So this bill just makes sure that very low-income seniors are able to keep their property and gives a property tax relief to them.
Thank you. Representative Barrera, having closed, Tamara, please call the roll on the joint resolution.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Haney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gilombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Parsons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
18 yes, 0 no.
By your vote, please show House Joint Resolution 973 reported favorably. Please, now we will take up House Bill 975 by Representative Barrera relating to homestead exemptions for low-income seniors. Representative Barrera, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 975 would be the implementing bill should the House Joint Resolution pass favorably with 60% approval by the voters.
Members, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, we have no public comments. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Representative Barnaby, you are recognized in debate.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to commend my honorable friend, Representative Barrero, because what he's done here this afternoon has demonstrated to the public, those that are listening and watching, that we as conservatives are very compassionate people. Thank you, Representative Barrero.
Members, any additional debate? Seeing none, Representative Barrero, you are recognized to close on the bill.
I'll waive close, Madam Chair.
Having waived close, Tamara, please call the roll on the bill.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gilombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
With compassion, yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Parsons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
18 yes, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show House Bill 975 reported favorably. Now we will take up House Bill 739 by Representative Barrera relating to the local government land development actions. Representative Barrera, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 739, Local Government Land Development Actions, it seeks to help address issues with skyrocketing costs of homes. We have seen about a 30% increase in the median price of homes in Florida since the pandemic started. And with 1,000 residents moving to Florida on a daily basis, we have a large crisis where inventory is very low. House Bill 739 will require local governments to have a residential infill development standard or ordinance in place. Residential infill developments are areas that are designated by local governments where the land use requirements are relaxed. Essentially, there will be an expedited review process and may include density bonuses to home builders. So an area zoned residential will have a heightened density bonuses and an expedited review process to be able to build more homes. And secondly, the bill prohibits local governments that have noted a deficiency in an application for a development order or development permit or building permit from requesting additional information from the applicant beyond information on the noted deficiency or new issues that were raised by the applicant. That is the bill.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, we have two public comments. David Cruz with the Florida League of Cities is waving in support. Oh, I'm so sorry. Let's back up. Representative Barrero, I believe there is an amendment to the bill. You're recognized to explain amendment barcode 405183.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This amendment makes sure that only cities with an annual revenue of more than $10 million are required to have a residential infill development ordinance, and it also just reaffirms that new developments must conform with existing water quality standards of the area so as not to add to additional nutrient pollution runoff. That is the amendment.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the amendment? Seeing none, there are no public comments on the amendment. Wait, I'm sorry, there is one. David Cruz with the Florida League of Cities is waving in support. No additional public comments on the amendment. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing none. Representative Barrero, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
We'll waive close on the amendment.
Having waived close, members without objection, please show the amendment is adopted. Members, we are back on the bill as amended. And we have one public comment card by Edward Briggs with Highland Homes is waving in support. No additional public comments. Members, we are back on the bill as amended. Is there any debate on the bill?
Chair, can I have a question on the amended bill?
Oh, we can definitely go back, yes. You're recognized for a question on the bill.
Thank you. So how does this interact with existing comprehensive plans that have established limits and guidelines on density?
You're recognized.
Right. So if a local government has already adopted a residential infill development standard, then there would be no further action that's required of them. This just tells cities that you have to have a residential infill development standard in your comprehensive plan so that it allows them to guide their own process. It doesn't mandate the particular requirements of how that infill development standard needs to look. It just says that they have to have one in place and they can tailor it accordingly using existing standards as well.
Members, any additional debate? Seeing none, I will tell you that I love this bill. Representative Barrero, as someone in this profession who, as an engineer, it is so frustrating when I submit something and then go back and get additional comments after waiting several months, which increases to the cost of homes. Those costs of time and permit, waiting for permits to be done, goes back on the homeowner. So this will definitely go to lowering the cost of homes, and I thank you for bringing this amazing bill forward, and you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think you took the words out of my mouth, and I'll waive close on that.
Representative Barrer, having waived close, Tamara, please call the roll.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gilombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show House Bill 739 as amended reported favorably. Congratulations. Next, we will take up House Bill 1315 by Representative Diamond relating to veteran suicide prevention training. Representative Diamond, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you very much, Chair Toledo and members of the committee. Good afternoon. Members, we are all looking for opportunities to honor the service and sacrifice of our nation's military veterans and do a better job in our service to them. And as the committee knows, unfortunately, our veterans are plagued by a suicide rate significantly higher than the non-veteran population. The unique experiences and conditions of our veterans have led them to sustain very difficult troubles that can often, unfortunately, end in tragedy. House Bill 1315 seeks to continue our efforts as a legislature to address this issue by creating the Veteran Suicide Prevention Training Pilot Program. And the purpose of this program is to provide additional training to each of our agency's claims examiners and each of our county veteran service officers that are working every day with our veterans. These are the folks on the front lines who are often helping our veterans navigate issues with regard to benefits, but through that work can hopefully identify that there are additional issues, mental health issues, that that are going on with the veteran and his family, her family, and can be in the position to provide additional support. I want to thank the Department of Veterans Affairs for their input on the bill, as well as my colleague and friend, Representative Smith, and Senator Danny Burgess in the Senate, and that is a brief summary of the bill, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none. Representative Diamond, I believe there's an amendment to the bill. You are recognized to explain amendment barcode 593099.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, I'm constantly amazed at how great our staff is here. They make us look good. And this is a technical amendment to place this language in the better section of Florida law, that to avoid any confusion, that this will be an assignment for the Department of Veterans Affairs. And I want to thank John Marcangiala for catching that. That is the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the amendment? See none. We have no public comments on the amendment. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing none. Representative Smith, on the amendment, you are recognized. Oh, no. Okay. Representative Diamond, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
Members, without objection, please show the amendment is adopted. Members, we are back on the bill as amended. We have a couple public comments cards. Bob Estalos with the Florida Department of Veteran Affairs, waving in support. Natalie King with the Florida Association of Managing Entities, waving in support. Christian Cochran with the Florida Department of Veteran Affairs, waving in support. Members, we are in debate. Is there anyone wishing to debate? Representative Smith, you are recognized in debate.
Thank you, Chair, and thanks, Rep. Diamond, for this great bill, and I appreciate you allowing me the opportunity to work with you on this. And I tell you, members, we've still got a little bit of a hurdle to jump, and we're working on that now. There's a $500,000 GR requirement to train the trainers so they can go out into our counties, those county veteran service officers. We've got over $100 billion budget. We've got to find $500,000 to fund this program. There would be no better use of money. There will be no low dollar, high impact from this legislation. I look forward to continuing to work with the bill sponsor and look to and ask members of this committee and other representatives to help us ensure that this is fully funded to help save lives of veterans in the state of Florida. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, any additional debate? Seeing none, Representative Diamond, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I would like to just take a minute to close if I could. First, I want to thank Rep. Smith for his support, and we've had some good discussions with the budget staff today, and I think that hopefully will move in a positive direction as the budget bill goes into conference. And I had the opportunity on Friday to spend some time at American Legion Post 104 in Pinellas Park to visit with some veterans, and I've also just been collecting stories, which led me to work on this bill, and I just wanted to briefly share. This is from a constituent of mine who couldn't come to the meeting on Friday, but I just want to read this because it's very powerful. He writes, "As a recently turned 20-year-old, I served in infantry combat during the Vietnam War. I arrived trained for warfare, but naive to the realities of war. While the first deaths caused by a rocket attack on our position, I realized that people out there, people who I didn't know or to whom I had not done anything to, were energetically trying to kill me. This at any and all hours, day or night. Every minute was like playing Russian roulette. Today, many of those images visit uninvited in vivid playing loops. And that better him than me emotional cover-up that would morph into shame to be kept hidden and unspoken. There are the emotional and moral injuries which stay with us. Without intervention such as what I have received in the past,
The emotional effects of such violence and guilt can turn inward into violence upon oneself as a final resolution. So, members, we have an opportunity today to help a lot of veterans in Florida like this gentleman, and I would ask for your favorable vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Diamond, having closed. Tamara, please call the roll on the bill as amended.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Haney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Federhoff?
Yes.
Tillombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. By your vote, please show House Bill 1315 as amended reported favorably. Congratulations. Next, we will take up CS for House Bill 301 by Representative Roach relating to financial disclosures. Representative Roach, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Vice Chair Harding, Democratic Ranking Member Goff Marcel, for hearing this bill and placing it on the agenda, and a special welcome back to Representative Barnaby. Madam Chair, as you may be aware, members of the legislature have been required to file a full financial disclosure since 1976. A committee substitute for House Bill 301 will increase transparency in local government by requiring elected municipal officials to publicly disclose their financial interests and assets. Currently, mayors and city council members are not required to file a full and public disclosure of financial interests. Instead, they file a statement with a minimal disclosure called a Form 1. So this bill will expand that government in the sunshine, but require local elected municipal officers to file a Form 6 disclosure form, and that is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, we have one public comment. Phil Sunderman with Americans for Prosperity, waving in support. Seeing no additional comment. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, I would just like to say it's about time, and you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, again for hearing this bill. Just a quick procedural posture. This bill has it's the second committee of reference in the Florida House. It's cleared its first two committees in the Florida Senate unanimously, and this is a bill that has been supported by the Florida Commission on Ethics. And finally, I just want to recognize two of my younger constituents, Emma Miller and Rebecca Miller, who are here from Alva, Florida, to see the legislative process in action. So thank you, too, for driving 6.5 hours to come up to watch us in the Florida House. That I close, Madam Chair.
Welcome to the Florida House. And Representative Roach, having closed, Tamara, please call the roll on the bill.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Federhoff?
Yes.
Tillombardo?
Yes.
Goff Marcel? Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Persons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman? Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
Thank you. By your vote, please show CS for House Bill 301 reported favorably. Congratulations. Next, we will take up House Bill 1499 by Representative Mooney relating to the City of Key West. Representative Mooney, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Vice Chair, ranking members, and committee. 1499 is an act relating to City of Key West, Monroe County, authorizing a certain number and type of affordable housing units to be constructed for certain public sector governmental personnel under certain circumstances, and that is the bill.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, we have two public comments. Robert Reyes with... I'm trying to get faster than... You are recognized to explain Amendment Barcode 432599.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It removes lines 11 through 14 and inserts ordinance or other law to the contrary, 50 units of housing that is affordable as defined in Section 420.0004 may be constructed for employees of Monroe County Sheriff's Office as well as essential service personnel, as defined in Section 420.503, and that is the amendment.
Thank you. Members, other questions on the amendment? Seeing none, there is no public comments on the amendment. Members, we are now in a debate. Is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, members without objection. Oh, Representative Mooney, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Waive.
Having waived close, members without objection show the amendment is adopted. Members, we are now back on the bill as amended. We have two public comments. Robert Reyes with Monroe County is waiving in support. And Joseph Salzberg with the City of Key West is also waiving in support. Members, we're now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Representative Mooney, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
No wave close.
Having waived close, Tamara, please call the roll on the bill as amended.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Dillombardo?
Yes.
Garth Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorf?
Yes, ma'am.
Parsons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman? Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show House Bill 1499 reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for placing this on the agenda. It's very important.
Next, we will take up House Bill 113 by Representative Gottlieb relating to the property tax exemptions for widows, widowers, blind persons, or persons totally and permanently disabled. Representative Gottlieb, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for saving the best for last. Members, this is... Oh, it's not?
You're not last. Nope.
Okay, I got another joke. Bill 13, House Bill 13 raises a long-standing, since 1968, existing homestead exemption from $500 to $2,500. Right now, that equates to about $10 of tax savings, and if we vote this up today, it'll equate to approximately $50 in tax savings to an eligible person. Actually, I apologize. I did the amendment. The bill is actually $500 to $5,000, and I have an amendment to run. My apologies.
Members, are there questions on this bill? Seeing none, Representative Gottlieb, I believe you have an amendment. You are recognized to explain amendment barcode 710525.
Essentially what I just said. It goes from $500 to $2,500.
Thank you for clarifying. Members, are there questions on the amendment? Seeing none, we have no public comments on the amendment. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the amendment? Representative Bartleman, you're recognized It's okay. Representative, any additional debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
Having waived close, members without objection show the amendment is adopted. Members, we are now on the back on the bill as amended. We have few public comment cards. Albert Belito with the Florida Association of Property Appraisers is waiving in support. Jess McCarty with Miami-Dade County is a proponent of the bill, waiving in support. And Zane Smith with AARP is waiving in support. And Zane Smith with also waiving in support, I'm assuming, on the amendment. Thank you. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Representative Bartleman, you're recognized.
Thank you. I just want to thank you for bringing forward this great bill. I have many personal friends and family members and constituents who are going to be impacted by this. So I appreciate this well-thought-out idea, and I'm happy to support it. Thank you.
Representative Woodson, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Rep. Gottlieb, for bringing this bill forward. I know how you feel about it. We had several conversations, and we all have constituents or even family members who would benefit from this bill. Again, thank you for your hard work on it.
Any additional debate? Seeing none, Representative Gottlieb, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Briefly, thank you, Madam Chair. As I said, members, this hasn't changed since 1968. That's a long time, I know, because that's the year I was born, and I look for your favorable support.
Wow, that was a long time. Representative Gottlieb, having closed, Tamara, please call the roll on the bill as amended.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Dillombardo?
Yes.
Garth Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorff?
Yes, ma'am.
Parsons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show House Bill 13 as amended reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Next, we will take up CS for House Bill 635 by Representative Maggard relating to local government land development actions. Vice Chair Harding will be presenting the bill on Rep. Maggard's behalf. Vice Chair Harding, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill seeks to remove the ability of inspectors, fire inspectors, and builder inspectors from veering away from the Florida Building Code while doing inspections. This bill also makes the process of obtaining a permit from local governments easier when demolishing single-family structures in flood-prone areas, and that is the bill.
Members, do you have any questions on the bill? Vice Chair Harding, I believe there's an amendment to the bill. You are recognized to explain Amendment Barcode 763999.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a technical amendment clarifying the Florida statute.
Vice Chair Harding, I believe there's a substitute amendment to the bill. You are recognized to explain Amendment Barcode 816661.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is also a technical amendment to that to clarify which Florida statute we are touching.
Members, are there questions on the substitute amendment? Seeing none, we have no public comments. Members, we are now in debate. Is there anyone in debate on the substitute amendment? Seeing none, Vice Chair Harding, you're recognized to close on the substitute amendment.
Wave close.
Having wave close, members without objection, please show the substitute amendment is adopted. Members, we are back on the bill as amended. We have two public comment cards. Carol Bowen with the Associate Builders and Contractors of Florida, waving in support. And Eric Pressman with the Florida Fire Marshals and Inspection Association, waving in support. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Vice Chair Harding, you recognize the close on the bill as amended?
I'll wave close.
Having waved close, Tamara, please call the roll on the bill as amended.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Chilombarda?
Yes.
Goff-Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mellow?
Yes.
Overdorff?
Yes, ma'am.
Parsons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show CS for House Bill 635 as amended reported favorably. Now, last, we will take up PCS for House Bill 1495 by Representative Mello relating to the Immokalee Water and Sewer District. Representative Mello, you are recognized to explain the PCS.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. HB 1495 codifies the four special acts of the Immokalee Water and Sewer District, an independent special district in Collier County, into a single act. The bill also amends the district's charter to simply bring it into the modern era so that it may operate just as most other special districts do. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, we have two public comments, or one public. Laura Donaldson with the Immokalee Water and Sewer District is waving in support. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on the PCS? Seeing none, Representative Mello, you're recognized to close on the PCS.
I wave close, Madam Chair.
Representative Mello having closed, Tamara, please call the roll on the PCS.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Bartleman? Cheney?
Yes.
Daley?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Chilombarda?
Yes.
Goff-Marcel?
Yes.
Harding?
Yes.
Joseph?
Yes.
Killebrew?
Yes, ma'am.
Mello?
Yes.
Overdorff?
Yes, ma'am.
Parsons Malika?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Chair Toledo?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays.
By your vote, please show PCS for House Bill 1495 reported favorably. Members, you guys are rock stars. We did a lot of work today and really quickly. I don't know if it's because you're tired or it's Monday or what, but it was fast. Our next meeting is scheduled for Valentine's Day, so wear your red. Once we adjourn, please remember to exit promptly so the sergeant staff can prepare the room and see no further business before the subcommittee. Representative Cheney moves, we rise, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned.